This podcast is brought to you by Soundbite app, available on iPhones and iPads almost everywhere in the world. Soundbyte. It's micro podcasting. And now Soundbite is officially not just sponsoring this podcast, but a series of little mini podcasts that we are doing on the Soundbite app. Do you like pet facts? We're doing a whole thing about pet facts because I, Michael Falik, am a pet documentarian and I share all of that knowledge with you. Do you like anime? We're doing a mech anime. All of us, the duo team, all together, including Hack Thought and some other people, go see us bumblingly pilot a plane. That and so much more. Are you a podcaster? Are you an artist? People are constantly asking me about how to get a leg up in podcasting, and I constantly say to them, be an early adopter. This is your opportunity to get ahead in your art, in your business. Imagine being one of the first people on a new social media platform. Those people succeed. Go today and download the Soundbite app, Soundbyte. It's the one with that lovely turquoise microphone. And you can see the name of Hack Thought, my podcast, right on the front page. Go download it. Be the first to do something awesome. 30-second podcasts available at Soundbite app on the iPhone store.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, do you have an intro?
Yes. All right, before we begin, we have to talk about the term Salsalito. You know, a lot of different foods that, you know, they get this label that it's a cookie from Salsalito, or it's a type of meat seasoned the way they do in Salsalito.
Hi, welcome to the show, everyone. I don't want anyone to think I help him with writing. Hi, Mike Falik here, co-host of Hack Thought Podcast. I don't know. He gets on the mic and he's like, I'm really proud of this. He wrote it.
No, dude.
I'm sorry. Okay. Keep going. I just don't want people to think that. You know how like significant others sometimes say some shit and people are like, yeah, he's got some kooky views on this thing. That's what I'm doing. This is the equivalent of that.
Yeah, you're just prepping them. You're kind of bracing the impact a little bit.
No. Bracing the impact would be you telling me, look, everything I say is an insane pile of pastry pie, and like, I'm gonna just say this on people. Bracing them for it would be like, watch out, he's about to open his mouth, and he's been working up weeks. We've had off to record. That was a heavy impact. They are already. If I was bracing them for impact, it would be like. Getting like a note attached to a nuclear missile being like, go inside of shelter. That's what just happened. That's the equivalent. Go on with whatever you're saying. By the way, whatever you're saying, I don't want you to think like, oh, is he a bad podcast producer? He doesn't know what I just said. I refuse to try and understand what you just said.
All I know is that a Salsalito cookie means it has macadamia nuts, chocolate chips, and nuts.
What is fucking wrong with you? What are you saying?
It's just like, people, what does Salsalito mean? I feel like Salsalito just means like, ooh, it has a personality. And if that's the case, let that be the definition officially. And let us all be the Salsalito version of ourselves.
You know how,
let's start the show.
You know how on social media, occasionally.
That was totally a social media platitude.
Yeah,
yep.
You know how someone on social media occasionally posts something? Don't pretend like you're in on any of this, by the way. You know how I'm not talking to you right now. This is a bit like, as you can see, the subject genuinely believes he is in space. So, like, this is like, you are essentially Elephant Man. Like, I'm not even fucking talking to you. As you have noticed, he has the same size genitals. And, okay, great. Sometimes on social
I
like how you think I need your permission to start this. You know how on social media you sometimes see something and you're like, wow, that's a concerning post. I should say something. I want everyone to be aware. Like, and then sometimes you'll be like at the end of the post to be like, well, you know, I'm in treatment. You know, oh, okay. So this is like someone just working stuff out. They're not in danger. Or you know what I mean? Like, oh, I feel this way, and this way. So I felt a lot better after this. You're like, oh, okay. Like, that's everything's good. I'm aware that I should check him into a mental institution. Like, I am aware that this is – and you might say mental institution. Are you making fun of people with mental disabilities? No, A, I've had a disability with mental problems. Now that I think about it, I'm aware I should put him in some sort of pit and keep him – like, he's not – I would be worried about what he would be do to anyone going through a mental illness problem or anyone with a normal brain. So I know, like, I know already. Don't be like, wow, that was a weird thing Deepu said. Is he like an old hat maker and works with mercury poisoning and his brain is addled? I don't know. I sort of refuse to have him tested at this point because I'm hoping that one day he'll be like, this has all been a crazy scam and I am totally cognizant. But it's a bit like, you know what it is? Believing in Deepu is a bit like believing in the Tooth Fairy. You know what I mean? It's like,
I'm so fucking flattered,
the investigation
man.
Is there every single time. You can always pull that trick. But like, do I want to know if it's real or not? No, because there's only two scenarios. Either it's real and it's weird, or it's not real and it's still weird.
Sausalito, man, what does it mean?
This.
Who knows?
This. Shut up. This is Hack Thought Podcast. Restaurant Saga. What's our addition here?
Restaurant Saga? It says Restaurant Saga. So the addition would be the table napkin addition, obviously.
I don't think we've been naming them. I think this is just the it's just the saga. Part right, whatever. Let's do that again. This okay. is Hack Thought Podcast. Restaurant Saga. Deepu edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of The Fingers.
Oh my god, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal. Welcome back to Hack Thought Podcast.
Welcome back to Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. Welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. Was that the first time you read that thought? Or did you click after you read that thought, leave as unread? Maybe it's spam. Did it get moved to your promotions idea folder for thoughts? You don't know. Hack Thought Podcast. Thoughts we don't think to think about. Deepu, I assume after that, you've got another club banger for us.
Yeah,
Deepu, tell us, where's my super suit?
Super suit?
Where's my super suit? Go ahead. What are you saying?
What am I saying? All right. This week, we're going to be talking about the nice guy. And how you can no longer be.
We've done this one. Next. You've complained about this same stupid thing in the past.
Oh. Well, I've had...
Go ahead. Let's do it again. Let's see if we can knock it out. This is more like when you finish a video game and you're like, how fast can I beat it, though? Everyone, start the clock. I'm streaming on Twitch. I'm going to take a sip of my Big Gulp. Here we go. Are Big Gulps still a thing? I have not looked at the name of the sodas one buys at 7-Eleven in a while.
They are still a thing.
They're still called... No, I know they still sell soda. I've gotten soda from 7-Eleven. Is it still called Big Gulp?
Yes, the large cup is called Big Gulp. A lot of dumb kids buy it. I've seen them
have it. Wait, what's wrong with buying fucking soda?
Because it's such a bad decision.
Why? Ooh, why? If this is the restaurant, this is the restaurant saga. Why?
The amount of sugar is...
Okay,
like,
yeah, what's wrong? The kid gets the right amount of calories. Did you drink sugar? Did you drink a Big Gulp ever in your life?
Yes.
Okay, and I assume I'm talking to a ghost? How's it going in ghost world? You and Casper?
Is there only two states of existence, ghost and non-ghost?
How's your health? How's your health? Is it fine?
It's fine, because I only had
also,
one.
Also, I actually got you to admit you were fucking stupid, which was great. How's that for A equals B equals C? Suck that transitive property. Anyone who buys it is stupid.
I learned English two years ago. You are stupid.
Yeah, when you landed from your fucking burger ship, shaped like a fucking tomato, down in the middle of a field and walked into, what is this, soda? Okay? There's nothing wrong with Big Gulps. Stop it. Why do you insist on giving dietary advice out? Stop it. What are you doing to stop Big Gulps? This is what I always ask. What are you fucking doing instead of sitting there and complaining?
I have no problem.
And I've gone over that. Oh my god, we haven't talked in weeks. I'm so far. I have to like actually calm down. Oh my god.
Yeah, you have to remind me of everything we've ever said. Yeah.
What? I have no fucking problem with sodas. So guess what I'm doing about it? Fucking nothing. You seem to have some issue with sodas. What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it?
I warned someone about soda yesterday.
What did you say to them? Oh, let's go through this fucking improv.
Yeah.
What did you say to them?
Okay,
so what were they doing? They were drinking a soda?
No. I was in line at the grocery store. I was trying to get my goods paid for by a nice young lady because I'm so fucking good looking. You know, I was kind of.
Yes, that was it. The manager ran out and said, "Clarice, get out the line too. He's hot as his shit." Don't just do your job like normal and stand in the same place for hours and hours. Get out there, quick! Quick! Oh, you look like a tart. Let me button this up. You don't want to put everything out there, Clarice. Get out there and take his and check him out for his half a pound of flour, and one Luna bar. Get out there quick! He's buying a Luna bar and half a pound of flour. Clarice, Jesus, Clarice. He's like below her. He's below her. Like flirt, flirt. Say something. Laugh at his jokes.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Can I just tell you something really quick? You look really nice today.
Oh, thank you. My boss said I looked like a tart. He's right below me.
I think a tart is a good thing.
Ooh.
I love Pop-Tarts.
Am I a little pastry tart?
Yeah, you are.
Mm.
What kind of filling you got? You got that strawberry?
I fucking knew you would, even in character, I knew you would say strawberry. You are literally the worst.
Why? Well, we all get, no.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
We all got strawberry. It was a bad choice.
Why would you ever want strawberry? Like, toast already exists, as do strawberry everything else. It's just jelly in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, everything is just, all the fillings are just different kinds of jelly.
Let me guess, you're single, huh? Because you eat strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Me and the girls of
New York City have an email list where we've inserted QR codes into all of the strawberry Pop-Tarts and make sure we don't have sex with anyone who bought a strawberry Pop-Tart.
That's interesting. Yeah. So
it's illegal.
That's okay. I mean, you don't have to.
Wow, you are single. That's okay. That's okay. You're defrauding everybody in New York City like a supervillain. That's okay. What do you want?
Okay.
Sorry, I got out of character there for a moment because strawberry Pop-Tarts. Anyway. Anyway,
oh,
I'm by checking
the way,
you
sidebar,
out.
Sidebar, you're sidebar. The only
approach,
person who could ever
approach the bench. Approach the bench.
You're the
I'm the
person.
I'm the bit judge. Yes, counsel, what is it?
Yes, okay. Bit judge. This is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Strawberry Pop-Tarts are the most popular Pop-Tart flavor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
Mr. Gill, please. I knew you wouldn't have an outburst like that when you were standing in front of the whole courtroom. Please listen to me at my bench. As I've told you before, you have no fucking evidence of that. You just made that up. And I've warned you in the past, in bits, you can't just make up statistics. Considering you own several computers, one of which lives in your little pocket, you could Google it any time. You want to Google that? See what the most popular flavor of strawberries?
I could Google it. Or I could just tell you it's the longest, longest standing flavor in the Pop-Tart brand, which I do know.
Again, do you actually know that?
It was their first flavor.
Do you actually know that?
I do know that.
Do you actually know that?
Yes.
Mr. Gill, I'm going to get disbarred soon, so this doesn't really matter. I'll bet you $100 you're fucking wrong.
Well, in this hypothetical universe.
It's not hypothetical. I am the bit judge. I'll bet you $100 that you're wrong. Now, let me say this. If you think you're so right, you better take that bet right away.
Nah, I mean,
nah.
I was raised.
So, Mr. Gill, if you're going to make shit up, if you're going to. Also, let me ask you a question, Mr. Hack Thought. Why? Uh-huh. Here's a hack thought. Why does it have to be popular to be good? Has one heard of sea urchin? Sea urchin's roe? Quite an unpopular food. Loved amongst the people who love it. Excuse me, why does it have to be popular to be good, Mr. Gill?
Such a good judge, man.
Mr. Gill, tell me
you're
why it has good, to be. Like... Yeah, I'm not going to listen to your objection. It's as we say in the law profession, it's horse smegma, and I'm not going to hear it. Okay? So if you want to approach, I'm fine to do this, but I'm not going to have an outburst like that during this bit. Is that fine with you?
Pop-Tarts originally started
Sir, I will hold you in contempt and then hold you in my arms. Do you want me to cradle you and cry? That's what I want to do. Now, if you're not prepared to have that happen to you, if you're not prepared, Mr. Gill, and you can ask for a continuance to get this Pop-Tart, and you can bring in a Pop-Tart expert. Otherwise, it's spurious. Otherwise, it's simply you conjecturing. You know, more than conjecture. It's inventing
arguments. I'd like to phone a friend.
Okay.
I'd like to phone a friend.
Okay.
The owner.
You want to phone a friend. And you understand that this voice is a little bit Regis-y, so we're going to try and get it there over the course of the bit. You want to phone a friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Uh, I'm actually good friends with the nephew of the CEO of Pop-Tarts.
Steven Pop-Tarts. We've got him. That's one of your contacts. You're friends with him.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and use AT&T Wireless to see if Steven is on the line. I'm going to put that call through for you.
Hello?
Hello, Steven!
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hello, the Hulk, also known as Steven Pop-Tarts. This is Regis Philbin. I'm really trying to
get... Oh, wow. I thought you were dead. I thought you were fucking dead like 8 years ago.
Nope, Don Rickles is dead. And I'll tell you something. Tell you something, Stevie. Your friend here's in trouble. Not only is my good friend, lifetime friend Tom Rickles, not going to be playing Mr. Potato Head in the new Toy Story, which no one on the internet is writing about my good friend Tom. All comedians should be protesting that movie. Let me tell you something. He's in a bit of trouble here. We've got a question here. You're gonna hear him now. You're gonna hear Gil now. Gil, go ahead and answer the question. Steven, can you hear him?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you, so if the audio guy's good, then the audio guy's good.
Well, but it's still... Okay. Gil, go ahead and tell Steven the question. You have 1 minute
All right, Steve.
On the clock.
All right, Steve, I'll never remember
you
me.
By AT&T Wireless. When you think Steve. Letters,
oh
think
my
AT&T,
God.
And then think wireless.
All right,
you
Steve.
Mr. Gil, this program is brought to you by lots of advertisements.
Right.
I may shift to Al Pacino because I'm better at that than Regis Philbin. I really thought I could work in the space and find Regis. I've got the tone, but instead, I'm switching to Al Pacino. You've got this program, Mr. Gil, now it's a bit too out of Baldwin. I don't really know where I'm going. I'm a good call. Okay. Mr.
Just
Gil.
Let me make the call.
No. Mr. Gil. I don't. Yeah, we need to. This program is brought to you by letters and sponsors. So what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do. The ad. I'm gonna do the ad right now. And you have to deal. You're just gonna have to deal with the fact that this ad is. It's happening to you. Okay. That's what's happening. Gattaca. Okay.
All right.
AT&T,
hey Steve.
Think letters. AT&T. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, I don't know if you remember me. I met you in a bar in Texas a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And you bought me a beer because you thought I was someone else, and I tried to sell you insurance.
That's what I said. I bought you a beer because you know what.
Yeah, and then I saw your shirt. You always wear the Pop-Tart shirt, and I was like, oh, my God, do you work for Pop-Tarts? And you're like, yes, I fucking did.
Steve fucking Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I mean, you really fucking are, man. Your fucking uncle is the CEO.
20 seconds remaining.
Yeah, man. Okay, so anyway, quick question. What was the first flavor of Pop-Tart to ever come out?
What? What was? No, excuse me. I think you'll find that that's not my voice. I think you'll find that's not my voice. Let me think about it for a second. Now, I know that the second flavor was John Adams, and then the eighth flavor was John Quincy Adams.
No, not flavors of presidents. Flavors of Pop-Tarts. Your uncle's company.
It used to be both. There was a time where it was both.
This is
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and say, brown sugar cinnamon was the first flavor of Pop-Tarts.
All right, you fucked me. You fucked me, Steve. You fucked me.
Hold on a second. Shut up. I'm not checking Wikipedia. First of all, you know fucking nothing about Pop-Tarts.
I respect the game,
First of all, let me just say.
I respect it from afar.
You know nothing about Pop-Tarts. I want to say this loud and clear to everyone. On Hack Thought, we always encourage everyone out there to go and research things you don't know about. Everyone needs to go fucking read the Wikipedia on Pop-Tarts. Okay? Literally everyone. I don't want to read it. I don't want to read it because it's going to fucking change your life.
All right. Well, that's...
Now, I will admit, according to this, sources seem to change, but according to this... Strawberry was one of the original flavors.
Oh!
But what I've seen is that in reality, the first one was brown sugar cinnamon.
All right, well, I was close. I was close. It's been there for a long time. You know, you can always count on Strawberry to be
there. Okay, but again, we're going to go back to the bit. Mr. Gill, this is simply, you've called a friend. You can use your 50-50. I wish there was a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where you could, like, and now fight your way. But, like, I wish that, like, I always imagined that the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire studio is in the middle of the aggro crag. And I wish that when they, like, booted them out, you then had to climb back up, like, the aggro crag and Ninja Warrior, and you could get back on the show. So someone else is, like, an hour later, and they're like, Cindy, tell us what was, for $10,000, what was the first of the NHL teams to be changed? Their names. The choices are, and you just come in like sweaty and bleeding and like carrying Ninja Warrior stuff, and you're like, I want a second chance. Anyway,
that would be great.
Finish your bit now.
So, are you gonna warn me about these?
You all thought I was lost in the meta. I'm right fucking there, Alice in Wonderland.
So, are you gonna warn me about soda or something?
Okay. Okay, little boy. Wait, no, this is the girl hitting on me. No.
Full-breasted woman.
No. You're just hitting. You being there was just a. It's just an element of my life these days. Okay. You know, women.
Sorry, I'm a background.
Checking me out.
I'm a background character.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. I might make a guest appearance on Better Call Saul. Do-do-do-do-do.
Okay. Just now.
Here.
A young.
Check episode 9 of Better Call Saul. It's in my IMDb credits.
Check. Okay, now become
not me,
a
busty woman from.
Become a Sri Lankan boy who comes up to me and asks me for where the ice is.
Give you $72 if you know where Sri Lanka is.
What's with 72? Is that just
I budget out your stupidity now. There's a fucking spreadsheet here. I just you say some shit and I go Asian. Oh, even giving you that Asian misconception. Sure.
Let me ask you something.
Asia is not an appropriate answer.
How close do I have to be?
Pretty fucking close. I don't know. I don't know if you know about this, but geography is a game of location. So I'd say you're going to have to be close. Asia is not close enough because
no,
I would never.
I would never just say Asia. I have too much respect for Russia.
Here's a great question.
To just say Asia.
Here's a great question. Do you know that Asia is right? Or am I gaslighting you and saying a different continent? That's the greatest part about him. Deepu is, I imagine, a student who did well when he learned how to write what the teacher wanted to hear, rather than actually doing anything. Am I right on that?
You're assuming I did well, which is wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming... Okay, well, that actually goes to my first assumption, which is that you're a moron. So, my point here is... You
definitely
just went,
in Asia.
You just went with fucking Asia because you don't fucking know. Because I could be...
I didn't say Asia. You said Asia. You're testing
you
me if I know...
that I'm gaslighting you or not? That's the question.
You're not gaslighting me. It's in Asia.
Okay. Go on.
Southern coast?
I'm even looking up a larger map of Sri Lanka so that if you get close... Like, I'm going to tell you how many countries you're off. Okay? Because I want this... Because I'm not great at geography, but I want to see...
It's west of India. West of India. Southwest of India. Along the coast.
Give the man a gold star. Give
yep.
The, he didn't even need more than one country. Give the man a gold star. Wow. You nailed it. Did you Google that?
No. I haven't Googled shit today.
Anyway,
I know,
what are you saying to this Sri Lankan boy?
He's asking me where the ice is, because I got ice. Right? I got 6 pounds of ice.
So I see you have ice there. I'm just a poor Irish boy from Sri Lanka. Everyone's allowed to live everywhere. I don't understand why I had to have a Sri Lankan accent. I'm from Cork, but my family moved to Sri Lanka when I was a young boy, and my accent didn't change.
That's great.
But
hold
I'm
on,
from
shut
my
up.
Shut up. My culture is varied and different. So where do you? I see you got that ice, sir. Where can a young Cork Sri Lankan boy get the ice?
The ice is by the soda, but don't drink any soda.
Okay,
don't touch
poisoned?
The soda. No, it's bad
have
for you.
Have the Catholics poison something again?
Easily.
Like I said, two troubled countries. What's the problem? What did you fucking say to a boy? Which, by the way, if I'm a dad, get away from my kid. What are you saying to my kid?
Hey, I'm not assaulting the kid. I'm not touching the kid. I'm looking at his feet.
What's the what are you going to say? Seriously, I'm so sick of this. What are you going to say? What did you actually say to this person? Or is this a shitty, shitty bit?
No, I pulled out a fucking diagram of how sugar goes through your body. And
I'll give you, hold on, let me click here. Let me click, click. I'll give you $790 if you can explain to me what diabetes is. My fucking ass, you know how sugar goes through the body. My butthole full of banana flavored whipped cream, you know fucking anything about how sugar goes through the body. Name four sugars.
Well, there's compound sugars, there's mono sugars, or I'm sorry, disaccharides and monosaccharides. So,
And where do they go?
In the stomach.
That's the problem. Put them in your stomach. You're supposed to use them as a scrub to exfoliate. Anyway, did you have a topic for this? You're running low on time.
That was the topic, man. Stay away from sodas and love your
neighbor. Don't stay away
neighbor.
From sodas. Don't stay away from sodas. Here's something. Here's the only good advice that anyone could ever give you. Do not fucking take advice from anyone ever.
Yeah, says the fat dead guy.
I'm fucking jacked. Let's start there.
Let's start. And I'm getting there. I'm right on your tail, buddy.
You're yoked. You're getting yoked.
Yes.
Jacked is not quite where you're at yet.
How much time do I...
I'm going to body shame you right here on the show. It's just come to that now. List parts of your body, send me a picture, and I'll tell you why they're inadequate. That's what it's come to with me insulting you at this point. I just want to... We've gone over this one. Why are you trying to affect other people's lives? It's cult-like. It's odd. Honestly, when I see people who want to affect other people's lives with no authority, it's not their job, I think you would genuinely be happy running a cult. That's what I think right away. I know that's not a popular opinion. I know you think you're well-intentioned, but guess what? It really is weird. It really is weird that you want that power over people.
It's kind of like it's the nice guy contract. You know, I do nice things for people in the silent expectation that they do something nice for me.
Okay. What are they supposed to do? So now you've told me about soda sucking joy and flavor from my life. So thanks. Now I'm going to say, what do I do for you?
You find me later on. You end up being an EMT. I call 911. You're there for me. You go above and beyond.
As opposed to all those real selfish EMTs who show up and don't do anything. Oh, fuck this guy.
If the EMT
as opposed to all those
patient...
times I've heard that come out of an EMT's mouth.
Well, imagine if your EMT was someone you bullied in fucking grade
imagine
school.
Imagine a world. Here I am. I'm imagining, okay, I bullied someone in grade school. Okay.
Yep.
And now what happens to me?
You're a slob because you're a piece of shit.
Wait, no, I can't be. Because in your fucking Scrooge timeline, you warned me about soda. So I'm super in shape in your mind.
Wait, no, this is a separate thing. No, I haven't warned you because you bullied me in my youth. I don't know where I'm going with this. Wait, no.
That should start every single paragraph out of your mouth.
Okay. So I help the bully. I get the bully off soda.
Who is the bully? Am I the bully? Oh, my God. This is where we get to.
Yeah,
what is the example, even? You don't know.
Just forget that part. Forget that part.
Okay. What am I supposed to imagine here with this karmic thing you want?
Okay.
I never tell you to play the race card, but if there was ever a time to make people think you had fake Asian wisdom, now's the time to pretend that you're very, very into Asian spirituality, because that's the only way you can get out of this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm floating right now, so... Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
That's how I know. Happiness. Is just a keyboard stroke away if you know where the prostitution website is.
My dick, you have the courage to sleep with a prostitute. Now, we know a legal prostitute I did an interview with her, so I'm not allowed to sleep with her, but we know her. I'm fully willing to fund you sleeping with a prostitute. I guarantee you would never do it. Let's start from even your ending joke holding no water. I will kickstart sending you to the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
What?
I will do this. I guarantee you would not sleep with a prostitute.
I would totally do it.
I guarantee. Look, here's the thing. You have to pay everyone who kickstarts double back. It's an investment. It's an investment calling you on your shit. This is a stud fee. We will kickstart sending you to Nevada. Uh-huh. We will kickstart paying for one sex, please, with a prostitute and a legal prostitute, mind you. I guarantee you would never do it.
Oh, I mean, we could talk off the air. But,
you coward. So don't give a bad joke example when you wouldn't do it. Okay, what happens? What is the karma you actually want?
I want the guy who was mean to have an EMT show up and be like, nah.
So this is not karma. This is somehow vengeance. Random vengeance struck out upon people for no reason.
Maybe, yes, to some it's karma, to some it's vengeance.
All it's vengeance.
Who started it? And
let's call the whole thing off is what I say at this point. Do you have a conclusion to what people have heard today?
No, I like to let the work speak for itself.
A lot of people say, because I made an Alice in Wonderland joke today, and a lot of people say, like, oh, there's lots of, I would do this in Wonderland, or I would do this in Wonderland. Every week, I go through whatever crazy fucking mad world this guy sets up for me. I learn nothing. I'm happy to escape with my life. That is what you would feel going through Wonderland. Okay?
Fever dream.
I would say that's giving too much credit. I would say that's probably insulting the viruses, the hardworking viruses and diseases which cause fevers. I'd say literally the words you've said, saying it's a fever dream, is giving we're going to get emails and emails and emails from the flu, from strep, from gangrene, and they're all going to be like, no, that's not what we're about. That's not that's not a true representation of our culture.
We don't endorse Deepu's thoughts.
We're not really on board. We'd love to come. We'd love for you to talk to one of our representatives to really understand the virus culture. That's how shitty what you've done is.
All right, well.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tired of your sound taking up too much space in your house? Well, Soundbite. SOUNDBYTE has a solution for you. Are you constantly trying to find more storage space for your clothing, Tupperware, and sound? At Soundbite, you can hear lots of little audio clips, instead of having big, large ones that require vacuum sealing or even buying a storage space. Save space this holiday season and go to Soundbite, the app. SOUNDBYTE.
This is Hack Thought Podcast, investigative series, part 3 into the of our investigation into the deep-seated underbelly of bizarre wage scales in restaurants. My guest for this part is comedian Peggy O'Leary.
Hi.
Yes, she's a very funny comic based on the East Coast, and she has tons of experience in the field. So could you, I think it was 15 years you said?
Yeah, so I started in food services when I was like 14, but when I started waiting tables, I was like 16 or 17. That was like locally, I'm from like right outside of Philly. So it was like an Italian restaurant in Philadelphia. I didn't think legally allowed to work there.
Wow. Okay. So what was your wage at the start of this journey?
Probably like $2.50 plus, and then it's tips.
Okay, so you got the classic format, $2.50 an hour plus tips. And was that viable for you at the start?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just doing it I was still in high school at that point, just saving some money. When I moved to New York, it depended on the restaurant that I worked in, because if it was more upscale, I could, you know, make up to almost $2,000 a week. Mm-hmm. But some idiot bars, I'm not even making $500, you know?
Oh my God. Okay, so the theory I've been kind of stewing on for like how this came to be is there's a sort of it even feels weird for me to kind of pry and ask questions about, like, you know, the money other people make, and like it feels kind of invasive, and I feel like that kind of politeness kind of allowed for this employment system to just get out of hand. Like, we're all just kind of not talking about it. Do you feel like it has to be changed, or do you think it works?
So, I mean, the theory behind it, I mean, this is what every restaurant owner would tell you, is that my servers wouldn't be good at selling, or they wouldn't be, there wouldn't be an incentive to be a good waitress because it's all tip based. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, overhead for a restaurant is really expensive. Food's really expensive. Then, like, as much as, you know, when you have a liquor license, you can make your price point whatever you want. But restaurants fail very easily. I mean, if they don't make it past 2 years, you're not going to make it.
That is so strange. Like, okay, yeah, I understand that the costs are so high, but it's like, so I guess, like, you know, they just put a lot of risk on a certain type of employee, not even like all the employees. And I guess they of course assume some risk themselves, but it seems like the waiter really loses here.
Oh yeah, 100%. Now in California, that's not the case. You get paid, you have to get paid minimum wage.
Well, that's good.
And you get tipped a little less, but yeah, I would be making $10 or $12 an hour plus tips.
So have you, I'm sure you have, but like, do you have like a system in place for maximizing tips?
Well, I mean, to be a good waitress, you have to upsell. That's mm-hmm. the only way. Because okay. like 20% of $10 isn't going to get you anything, right? Even right. if you are the best waitress, if you don't get them, if you don't sell them an appetizer or a dessert or another round of drinks, that's the way you make money. It's just that, but the way I look at it is it's like, it's commission based. So like if you're a realtor and you sell a house, you're going to always make whatever the percentage is of that house. So you're more inclined to try to sell somebody a bigger house, right? So mm-hmm. that your commission's bigger. So that's like the only way in which you become able to like make it as a waiter. And yeah, I mean, upselling is, I mean, it's like a learned skill, but I worked at a lot of really like high-end restaurants in New York, and mm-hmm. I like learned from people who were like professional waiters, you know? Like most restaurants I worked in New York, people were raising families with by waiting tables, you know? I think we have this notion that it's like a college job or it's performer's job mm-hmm. until they make it, and that is true of a lot of places, but I mean, where I'm from, a lot of people's moms and siblings are waiters, you know, full-time
yeah. Some people I know, it's like they say, you know, because they have the experience and because they do wait tables, they will always have a job.
Yeah.
They kind of like that reliability. Like every restaurant needs it. They're very good at it, so they can kind of just hop in and just operate.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other questions did I have? Did you?
But I do think it needs to change. But it's not going to change because restaurant owners, why would you do that? You know what I mean? Why would you want that pass, like a law pass for that? Because what will happen is like all the casual dining places will go away. Like, so in California, there's a lot of, they call it fast casual mm-hmm. dining. And it's like you order at a counter and then someone runs the food to you. And so you're not a waiter. You're more of like a cashier food runner. Mm-hmm. And you don't make a lot of tips, but you're making, you know, minimum wage or whatever, which is like $10 out there. You know, it would have to be like a completely, like, there's no reason a restaurant owner would want that to happen. There's a lot of reason why waiters want it. But if you're a good waiter and you've been waiting a long time, you probably don't want to change it because, you know, some of these guys can pull in a lot of money, you know what I mean, if they're really good at their job.
Sure. Yeah. So did you have any horror stories like with regards to tips? Like, well, I'm sure you did, but like,
oh my God, of course.
So it worked out. It always worked out, or was it hard at times?
Oh, it's super hard. I mean, it's the most stressful job for about 4 hours. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. it's not like a normal job in that, like, you're busy sometimes, you're slow. It's when you're in the rush, it's like a 2-3 hours of being weeded, you know, if you are at like a high, you know, it just depends on the kind of place that you work at. Mm-hmm. When I moved back to the Philly area, I was working at this place house that was just like a lunch place. There's no alcohol involved. It's just like, it's BYOB. And that was like super laid back, and everybody, you always, I never got like tipped terribly because it's, you know, but you never get those like crazy ones where you get tipped like 100% because it's, you know, you're waiting on a celebrity or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's probably the, and I, you know, at that point it is my 15th year of waiting tables. So it's, so I can wait tables like blindfolded basically. But yeah, when I was younger, I'm also very sensitive. So like I would get yelled at all the time. If I got yelled at by like a customer or like a chef, that would be really, I would like, I've cried a lot at work basically is what I'm telling you.
Oh man. All right. I believe that answers all my questions. Peggy, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you. And how can we find you?
I'm on, you know, all the social media, at Peggy O'Leary or Instagram. I'm at @ant_PeggyO. But yeah, PeggyO'Leary.com. I'm performing all. I'll be in Atlantic City tonight.
Okay, cool. So about a week ago, she'll have been in Atlantic City. Very cool. Very cool.
This podcast is brought to you by Soundbite app, available on iPhones and iPads almost everywhere in the world. SoundByte. It's micro podcasting, and now Soundbite is officially not just sponsoring this podcast, but a series of little mini podcasts that we are doing on the Soundbite app. Do you like pet facts? We're doing a whole thing about pet facts because I, Michael Falik, am a pet documentarian and I share all of that knowledge with you. Do you like anime? We're doing a mech anime. All of us, the duo team, all together, including Hack Thought and some other people, go see us bumblingly pilot a plane. That and so much more. Are you a podcaster? Are you an artist? People are constantly asking me about how to get a leg up in podcasting, and I constantly say to them, be an early adopter. This is your opportunity to get ahead in your art, in your business. Imagine being one of the first people on a new social media platform. Those people succeed. Go today and download the Soundbite app, SoundByte. It's the one with that lovely turquoise microphone. And you can see the name of Hack Thought, my podcast, right on the front page. Go download it. Be the first to do something awesome. 30-second podcasts available at Soundbite app on the iPhone store.